840 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gunn, thanks for being with us here this morning on this Monday. While we are a little ways off, about a year off from an election here in the state of Illinois, and it will be a very, very interesting one when it comes around. Of course, we'll have a primary prior to that. And the gentleman we're getting ready to talk to is going to be in Galesburg, actually, tomorrow afternoon and evening, Visions Venue, a fundraising event at 4:30, and this is open to the public. He's a former state senator here in the state of Illinois, running for governor. Paul Schimpf joins us this morning. Mr. Schimpf, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks. Absolutely. Glad to have you on. You know, as I read through your bio, I'm like, wow, you've done a lot of things in your life, and we'll get to some of the history, including being a graduate of the Naval Academy and going into the Marine Corps after that, serving in the Middle East and in some really interesting capacities. But let's start with the state of Illinois. I know we've got issues. We've had issues, and I don't know how some of them can get resolved. Why is it that you decided that you would put your name in the hat to run for governor of Illinois?
Well, it's just not in my DNA to stand by idly and watch J.B. Pritzker push our state closer and closer to the abyss. So I'm running for Illinois governor because really what's holding Illinois back is its dysfunctional government. We have a leadership deficit in Illinois right now. And I believe that I can unite our state and move us in a different direction. And really what it boils down to is simply, you know, one word and one issue, and that is trust. I mean, who are we going to trust in Illinois to make decisions? Are we going to trust people to make their own decisions about their health care? Are we going to trust parents to make education and health care decisions for their children? And lastly, who do we trust to stand up to the special interest groups and get our state moving in a responsible direction? I think J.B. Pritzker has lost all his moral authority to lead the state of Illinois. I'm somebody that is solutions-oriented. I'm somebody that has been able to work with people, and I've demonstrated leadership throughout my adult life. That's what I'm offering the people of Illinois.
You know, it's one of the tough things being in the state of Illinois that it's, for whatever reason, and I guess a lot of that is due to the Chicago area, largely a Democratic state. So it's in some cases not been easy on Republican governors, but there has been some. I would say the last one, probably Jim Edgar, did a really nice job. You sometimes have to make some concessions to get things done. Is that kind of your feeling if you were to win and go in with a majority of Democrats in both the House and Senate?
Well, I am a builder, not a burner. If you're looking for a governor who's going to just try to shut things down and really just burn everything down, that is not me. Go to somebody else. I'm somebody that has been able to work with people from across the political and social spectrum. And one of the things that your listeners need to realize is, even if the Democrats still control the Illinois General Assembly, a Republican governor can do a lot of things. One of the things that I will be doing as your governor is I will be reining in the administrative agencies in the state of Illinois. One of the promises that I've made is that my first act as governor is I'm going to tell my state superintendent of schools to pull back the culturally responsive teaching standards that were issued by the Illinois State Board of Education. We will pull those back for a rewrite or just an outright cancellation, because the Illinois governor is in charge of the state administrative agencies. So that means the Illinois Department of Public Health, the State Board of Education, they all answer to the Illinois governor, not the Illinois General Assembly. So as governor, I will be able to do a tremendous amount to get our administrative agencies back in their lane, working for the people of Illinois, not making law.
Paul Schimpf is a former state senator, 58th District, Southern Illinois, and he's a Republican gubernatorial candidate. He will be here in Galesburg tomorrow afternoon, Visions Venue, starting at 4:30. You know, one of the issues we've had is obviously our budget, and, you know, we see the same thing on the federal level. But here in the state, we just spend and spend and spend, and we don't have money. Our credit rating has dropped. And yet, what I don't understand how we've gotten away with this is that by law, we have to have a balanced budget every single year, and that is not happening. How have we gotten by without having a balanced budget?
We have done that with sleight of hand and some smoke and mirrors. The most recent budget that the Democrats passed basically relied on the federal government for a bailout. The last budget that I voted that had bipartisan support in Springfield was something that I actually voted no on. This was J.B. Pritzker's first budget, and this just kind of goes to the fact that the problems that have been created in the state are bipartisan in nature. It's been a failure by both parties. But J.B. Pritzker's first budget was a year that we had record revenue coming in. This was, if your listeners recall, this was the height of the President Trump economic boom, but we had record revenue coming into Illinois. But what did we do? We increased spending across the board. Everywhere that we could increase spending, we did. And I voted no on that, and I was one of just a handful of Republicans to vote no because the Republican leadership backed that budget. And that budget, because it increased spending across the board, it made it much more difficult to get our financial house in order for future generations. The reality is, when we have record revenue coming in, what we need to be doing is holding the line on spending and possibly paying in a little bit extra to try to address our shortfalls that we have in the pension system and other areas.
Well, it seems like the state of Illinois is that person. Like, oh, look, I got a bonus. I can go spend this on something. No, it's not a bonus when you're in debt already. It's not a bonus. It's not extra free money.
Well, people need to realize that it would be nice if our government would realize that, you know, when they're talking about extra revenue coming in, that's not money that's falling from the sky. That is tax dollars that have come in through people's hard work. And the government always needs to be thinking about, you know, how are we going to make sure that our future budget needs are going to be taken care of. So there is just a fundamental disconnect in Illinois. The Illinois government seems to have just an insatiable appetite for increasing spending and growing government. And I'm one of the guys running for governor that has a track record. And, you know, I was a state senator for 4 years, so you can see exactly how I voted. And I voted against every tax increase that came across my desk, and I voted against that first Pritzker budget that was supported by the Illinois Republican leadership in the state, but it was bad for our long-term health. So, you know, really, one of the reasons that I tell people to take a look at my candidacy, besides my background and my leadership experience, is just you really don't have to guess where I stand on the issues because I have a conservative voting record to back up everything that I say.
Paul Shemph is a Republican gubernatorial candidate here in the state of Illinois. As you mentioned, a four-year state senator for the 58th district. You know, you mentioned the power the governor has. Well, apparently we've given ourselves more power via the mandate, and mandates based on who knows what. We claim we're following science when we're not at all. That whole argument, the mask and everything, especially now when you look at the fact that the state of Florida has the lowest amount of daily COVID cases every day, no mandates whatsoever, no vaccine mandates. I'm sure you get a lot of questions about masks, also vaccine mandates. Talk about where you stand there.
Well, it all comes down to the issue of trust. And look, I am not anti-vaccine. I am vaccinated myself. I do think it makes sense for people to talk with their medical provider and get vaccinated if they can. But that being said, it needs to be an individual decision. And one of the things that our country is really founded on, the basis for our society, is that we trust individuals. We trust people to make the right decisions. One of the examples that I use is, you know, we trust, you know, 12 people off the street to go in as a jury and make a decision about guilt or innocence. And that's something where, you know, laymen off the street have to listen to scientific evidence. They have to assess it. They have to listen to expert testimony. If we trust regular people to make a decision about guilt or innocence or liability in a civil case, why wouldn't we trust people to make decisions about their own health? I mean, it really comes down to individual responsibility and trust. And, you know, Governor Pritzker, it's laughable when Governor Pritzker talks about how he's following the science because he's gotten the science wrong. And it's really, you know, people say, oh, we should, you know, trust the state of Illinois. Oh, you mean the state of Illinois that was using the wrong kind of hand sanitizer in the Illinois Veterans Home at LaSalle?
Right.
Just, you know, there has been gross incompetence from the Pritzker administration in response to this pandemic, and we need to trust people, not the government, to make the right decisions.
Paul Shemf, Republican gubernatorial candidate. He'll be here in Galesburg tomorrow, 4:30, Visions venue, and fundraising, an event open to the public, and you can come meet the gubernatorial candidate. Well, let's talk a little bit about your background, Paul. You served, well, first off, I want to ask you, because you were born at Scott Air Force Base down by Belleville, so assuming your father must have been in the Air Force, is that right?
Well, he was a Vietnam era Army draftee.
Okay.
So when he went overseas, my mom, her parents lived close to Scott Air Force Base, so that's where I was born. And then, my dad, was a draftee, so he got out. I didn't have a lot of military exposure growing up until I went to the United States Naval Academy. I left Southern Illinois in 1989 to go to the Naval Academy. Graduated from Annapolis, was an infantry officer, and then a prosecutor in the United States Marine Corps. Probably the neatest thing I got to do as a prosecutor was when I went over to Iraq. I was the lead American attorney advisor to the Iraqi prosecutors in the Saddam Hussein trial. So I was the one that was coaching and mentoring those Iraqi prosecutors, really strategizing with them about, what evidence needed to be put in, what tactics we needed to use. And that was just a fascinating experience, watching history unfold right in front of my eyes and being part of it.
You know, it's really interesting. You went to the Naval Academy, and eventually you did. You obviously went qualified to go to law school and acted as an attorney, also in the military. But prior to that, though, your choice coming out of the Naval Academy, you went to the infantry side of things in the Marine Corps. What was behind that decision?
Well, I was young and thought I was invincible, but it really was something where. That to me was the greatest opportunity for leadership. And I absolutely loved being a Marine Corps infantry officer. I was a rifle platoon commander. I was an 81s platoon commander, 81 millimeter mortars. Then I went down to Guantanamo Bay when we had a Marine Corps barracks down there, and I was an infantry officer down there, a rifle security company commander down there. So I could have started a war with Cuba probably on a daily basis, because they're, it wasn't as bad as they made it out to be in the movie A Few Good Men, where they were saying the Cuban snipers were taking shots at people. It was not that bad, but there was a lot of there were a lot of cat and mouse games on the fence line. There were occasions where we would have been justified firing our weapons if we had wanted to do that. So it really. I enjoyed being an infantry officer, and still to this day, when people ask me, hey, you've been a lot of different things, how do you think? I still think like an infantry officer, and that's just in terms of, if you can accomplish something by a flanking attack or, an attack from the rear, you need to do that rather than just a frontal assault. And we have too many of what I would call Pickett's charge politicians in the Republican Party that are just, taking strident positions to try to get media coverage. And I think if you take a strident position that's going to cause you to lose an election or turn off undecided voters, you have hurt the causes that you care about, not helped them. So I really still do think like an infantry officer, just in terms of tactics. How can we, how can we accomplish what we want to do, and how can we bring people together?
Paul Shemf is a Republican gubernatorial candidate here in the state of Illinois, former Illinois state senator. Naval Academy graduate, served in the Marine Corps, acted as an attorney in the trial of Saddam Hussein. And, you know, Paul, your name is well known throughout the state. You actually ran for attorney general against Lisa Madigan in 2014. You carried 68 out of 102 counties. So a lot of people did get behind you, and you're pretty well known. Is that the kind of, I mean, is that part of why you thought, let me give this one a shot, because things don't seem to be going well at the very top in the state of Illinois?
Well, during that attorney general campaign, I felt like we got probably 7 out of the 10 voters that I reached. And we just didn't raise enough money to get the message out statewide, and it's going to take a lot of money to defeat J.B. Pritzker in the general election. I think that I'm the candidate that can get some of these ultra-wealthy donors to invest millions of dollars in the race, because we do have an opportunity. I think the people of Illinois have made up their mind about J.B. Pritzker, and they don't like him. They don't think he's been an effective governor. But the question really is, what's it going to take to win? Because the question is not going to be, is J.B. Pritzker a good governor or not, and just have that question in a vacuum. The reality is the Republican who is running against J.B. Pritzker is going to have to survive probably a $100 million character assassination. And that's really where my prior political experience comes in. I've run statewide before. I was also elected to the Illinois Senate in a very expensive Tier 1 race where I went up against former Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon. I won that race by almost 22 points. But there are no skeletons in my closet. I've been vetted. It's not going to be very easy for J.B. Pritzker to attack me. All he's really going to be able to do is point out my pragmatic conservative voting record, and I can defend every single one of the votes that I took. But when it comes to somebody who, has no skeletons in his closet, somebody who has won elections, that's really where those two, that prior political experience comes in for me.
So you haven't found any hotel magnates in your family lineage, then, is what you're saying?
No, my parents were both public school teachers, and
mine too.
I spent my adult life in the military. We talked about that. So really, probably the weakness in my campaign is, I cannot write myself a million-dollar check, obviously. But, that background that I have is going to make me much, much better at getting the crossover votes, because, really, people vote based on who they think is going to understand their challenges and who they can relate to. And I'm the candidate who can say, yes, I know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. I know what it's like to wake up in the middle of the night and wonder how the heck I'm going to pay for my kids' education, because that is something that I wonder about. My boys are 14 and 15. It is kind of a scary time in our nation, and we need a governor who can relate to the challenges that regular people are facing.
Yeah, you almost wonder, and I have sometimes, with somebody with that kind of wealth, why do you want to be in this position anyway? You don't need to be. I've often wondered that anyway. Paul Shimpf is a former state senator here in the state of Illinois. He is a Republican gubernatorial candidate. Mr. Shimpf, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. Really appreciate it. Again, he'll be in Galesburg tomorrow afternoon, 4:30 at Visions Venue, for a fundraising event. You can check it out just north of town here. And look forward to talking to you again as the campaign rolls on.
Well, likewise, Tom. Really enjoyed our conversation. I appreciate you having me on. And, I look forward to speaking with you again. Have a great day.